Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I am excited you are starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm here with my husband, Lou.
Good morning.
We actually got up a little bit earlier today. We had a call at 3:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I know. So you guys are going to hear a little bit more about him today because he's
I'm
not
awake.
He is awake. Uh-oh. All right, Tom, are you ready for this?
I'm ready to go. Yep.
Okay. Ready to hit that button.
All right. We got Tom Spence on our board and joining us. I love his input. And today we're going to be talking about, we've got Michelle Seiler Tucker. Her book is Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth. And Michelle has operated and sold 8 successful businesses, earned a success with her win-win. I love it. Same strategy that I have, win-win at everything that you can do. And so she has been helping both the seller and the buyer. And so we're going to talk to her first. Then we have Bob Natale, and his book is True Vision for Success. And Bob says finding one true vision is the beginning of victory in dealing with life's challenges. So we're going to talk a little bit about business and life and all that good stuff. And we got giveaways today. I want to tell you what we have. My husband and I, Lou, we've been every morning we leave here, we go and find another breakfast place to go and have breakfast. And so we were last week at Dorothy's Chuck Wagon located on Ventura Boulevard. What'd you have? You had bacon.
I had oatmeal and bacon.
Yeah, and I had jalapeno bacon. Have you ever had that?
Have not. Want to go.
Oh, my God. It's really good. Do you like spicy?
I like bacon.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Bacon. I know. You know what? In fact, at Casa Pacifica this last weekend, there was cupcakes with bacon on it. It was awesome.
Brilliant.
From the kitchen. So I got to go try that, too. Anyway, so we have a $25 gift certificate for there. Then, of course, one of our favorite local fish houses, Lures. We got another $25 there. And we just ate there, and I had their spicy tacos. Can you tell I like spicy? What did you have? You had the halibut or
mahi-mahi?
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, and there's steamed clams, and now they have 3 locations, Camarillo, Westlake, and Ventura. So we've been to 2 of them so far, right? We got to get out to the...
Yeah, we haven't been to Ventura.
Ventura, but we popped in there, so it looks good. Anyways, and then I've got 2 meal passes for Soup Plantation located in Camarillo, and they got stuff to go. I love their mushroom soup there. Am I hungry already? I don't know.
Sounds like it.
You brought me breakfast this morning at what? Was it 5 o'clock in the morning?
Something like that.
I don't know. Just because he was hungry. So anyways, Tom, how was the Dodger game?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was such a great night. We had outstanding seats right behind home plate. We got on the fam cam. They brought the camera up and pointed
they
at
did?
Us.
They so did? Oh, my God.
Second
did you have the kids?
Second time my wife has made it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw you guys all the – she changed her
did we win?
Her Facebook. Yeah.
On a wild pitch in the 10th inning.
Wow.
Yeah. And this – and I'm going to say his name wrong every time. Puig, the Cuban kid.
Yeah.
He hit another home run.
Awesome.
It was off the charts. Great game. We had fireworks at the end, and it was just a really,
oh,
really
they did the fireworks
game.
And everything.
Yeah, they
did
your
the kids. Whole deal. That's awesome.
So we had a good night at Dodger
Stadium. Did you have a Dodger dog?
Always.
Okay. I love their Dodger
dogs.
They're
not the same.
They just got to put bacon on them. they're not quite like they were in the old grill days when they spun around. Now they're tubed up and good to go.
There you go. Well, let's bring our first guest on. I do want to remind anybody, if you are just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are here. I want to remind you that all my friends that have been Facebooking us, our numbers are getting up there. I want you to Facebook us at Kim Pagano Show. And if you have anything that you want to talk about in the 805, definitely, let me know. Let me call you. Get your name out there in the 805 business or an event. So also, if you miss any part of our show when we're talking to different speakers or maybe what we're talking about, right? Maybe they really want to know what we're talking about. I don't know. But anyways, all of my shows are downloaded on Kim Pagano's show and also on iTunes. So you can download them there and then do your exercise. And that's it. And also, you can always call me personally at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow. I've gotten show.com, and I've gotten a lot of calls from that. And I love when you guys have something going on. Let me spread the word for you. So let's bring our first guest on, Michelle Seiler Tucker. Again, her book is Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth. Honey, this is something you want to do, right?
Without a doubt.
I know. He wants to move. Now, it was Belize.
No, it's Panama.
Now it's Panama.
I'm going to Panama. I got it mapped out. Just I got to get my wife to follow me, but that's the hard part.
No, a lot of people are doing that.
I know. You know,
moving to parts unknown sounds fantastic.
I'm going
to
Hawaii.
Couldn't you sit on the beach, you know, sell loose tacos, have a beer, and watch the world
lose
go by?
Loose bacon.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
Come on, tacos.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, let's bring Michelle on. And again, our phone number here is 805-650-1590. 650-1590. If you have a question, give us a call. And, you know, stay with us because we got lots to give away. So you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Wow, you have already sold 8 successful businesses. And, I mean, so did you start them from the beginning or how?
Actually, I've owned 8 successful businesses. I've sold over 300 franchises and several hundred businesses.
Wow. What's your secret?
Well, you know, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is.
It depends on what you're asking. If you're asking what's my secret to owning successful businesses or selling businesses, which one are you asking?
Well, I want to know right off the bat. You know, I mean, that's pretty successful right there. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you are married and you're also a mother, right?
I am. I'm married and I'm a mother of a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter.
Oh, you got a baby.
Who keeps me very busy.
Yes, yes. And so now are you still in business as much as you were before? Or is it kind of tied you down a little bit?
No, I'm absolutely still in business as much as I was before. I just have a good team. I have good agents in place. We have offices throughout the United States. So I just have a good team now.
I love it. It's all about that team,
and
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working more on the business versus in the business, and that's the secret.
Huh. All right, so tell us, you actually, I guess you went from Xerox, right?
Yes.
To starting your own business. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I worked at Xerox, and it's a great company, great career, but I always had a burning desire to be my own boss, and I was making, you know, 6 figures with great benefits, but I just really wanted to have my own business, so I began the search and looked at different franchises and found the franchise I was going to buy, but instead of buying it, I got an offer from a company to become a franchise developer. So my background kind of started in franchise consulting, franchise sales, and franchise development, and then I transitioned into selling companies.
So when you buy a franchise, did you own it or just run it?
Well, I ended up not buying a franchise. I ended up becoming a franchise developer.
I love that. Okay,
and
so
selling franchises for them, and then I transitioned out of that and sold all different franchises, and then I transitioned into selling companies. You know, there's over 5 million businesses that sell every single year.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Now, what kind of businesses did you own?
I've owned publishing companies. Obviously, I own franchise development companies. I've owned a business brokerage firm. I have a business brokerage franchise, a medical legal marketing company, and several different publishing companies.
And now, what was your favorite out of all those?
Selling companies.
So you just buy them and sell them?
I don't necessarily buy them. I sell them. I work with the seller to position their business for sale, help them plan their exit strategy, and evaluate their business. And then we have thousands of buyers that we work with, and then we put the right buyer with them.
Okay, so here's a question. Mm-hmm. I want to sell my construction company, and I want to retire to Panama. How do I do it?
Construction, huh? That's one of the hardest industries to sell.
Oh, exactly.
It's an easier industry.
I was trying to get my kids to take it over, but they don't want it.
How many employees do you have?
It all changes. We have about 15 employees.
That's actually pretty good. Many construction companies have very few employees, mostly independent contractors, And when you pull that owner out of the construction pump company, you've lost the business, because usually most
that's the problem.
Companies, exactly, you probably are the business.
Yep, that's the problem.
I'm like a little hat of it.
But it's all my relationships that I've had for 30 years, and that's the whole thing. So yeah. How do you transfer those relationships to somebody else?
That's the number one mistake that many business owners make, is that they are the business, and instead of branding their company, they brand it themselves.
Okay, so how do I change that? So in the next 3 years, I can go.
It's going to take some time. There's some things you can do.
We're kind of in a hurry, Michelle. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you sound like every other seller. They're in a hurry, and they want us to be a magician.
Exactly. I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's myself and Lou and Tom here. Our phone number here is 650-1590. And if you have a business like we do, and you're looking to possibly, or, you know, even if you're just ready to get into a different career, because that's another reason why people would want to sell their businesses, right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Give us a call here at 650-1590, and, you know, let's see what we can do for your business. So, Michelle, what do we have to change here?
Well, first and foremost, there's two things you could do. Number one, you could duplicate yourself, and that means hiring somebody to be you. So you need to hire your CEO, hire a person that's going to do everything that you do, and train them, and that's going to take some time, because usually most business owners, it's hard to duplicate themselves, and it's hard to find that right person, but that's what you're going to have to try to do. And or sell the business, stay in the business for a few years, and make that transition smoothly until you can leave it. Like good. Sell it, but stay in it as a consultant, or, you know, you probably don't want to stay as a full-time employee, but as a consultant so you can maintain those relationships.
A lot of people do that, don't they? I mean, I always wondered why they stay on, but then they help the business run. But to me, right. It would be, well, I guess unless you got paid out, right? And then you kind of stay there almost babysitting for a little bit, and you show them all the tricks of the trade, and then you kind of, you know, slide out of there, right?
Right, absolutely. And it depends upon the business. I mean, we sold a medical business where the owner was the business, and if he left, it'd be detrimental. And the buyer made an offer contingent upon the owner staying for 5 years. So we paid him a full-time salary for part-time work, gave him a percentage of gross revenue, so he was motivated to grow the business, and he stayed for 5 years.
Huh, okay.
So there's always ways to entice the seller in most cases to stay.
So what is the number one problem that you find when you're evaluating businesses?
Their financial books and records are a mess.
Yeah.
Their creative way of bookkeeping.
Yeah, the creative financing that all of you guys come up with.
So when you go, let me see your books, and they don't have any, or they're like, they hand you all these receipts, right?
Or they have me shoe boxes.
Oh, there you
go.
I've
had in many cases.
Okay. So.
But yeah, that's usually typically the problem. Many business owners run so many personal expenses through their business. But the problem is, if you can't prove it, you can't add it back.
Okay.
You just really need to keep track of everything that you're doing in your company and know what you're doing with your expenses.
So those personal expenses, how do you show those?
I can add those back. As long as you can prove them, I can add them back. I can't add back is cash.
Gotcha. Yeah, the mystery cash.
Exactly. So don't hide cash anymore. That's what I tell all my clients.
Because then you don't have anything to sell, right?
And then you don't have anything to sell, because we can't really get you paid back for cash. But I can add back all those personal expenses like cars, travel, meals, entertainment.
Wow. I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, good morning, and I'm glad that you're starting your day in a positive way. We're talking about businesses, and we're talking with Michelle Seiler Tucker, and her book is Sell Your Business More Than It's Worth. And Michelle, you know, now what is a better business broker do?
Better business brokers is us.
Yeah, and so tell us, how would you, you know, somebody wants to sell their business, what's the first step?
Well, first step is obviously we go out, we meet with them, and we take a look at everything there is to look at in their business. And we start with number one, what is the industry? Do you actually have a business or a job? If you pull that owner out of the business, will that business survive? Is that industry still desirable to buyers? What is the customer base? Do they have a healthy customer? Then we also look at how many revenue streams do they have. And, of course, then we have to look at any intellectual property, trademarks, patents, copyrights, contracts in place, all those contracts transferable. And then obviously we look at the financials. So it's a step-by-step process. And some companies are sellable and some are not. Some companies we have to work with, like a construction company, to help them duplicate themselves so their business is sellable.
Right. How about radio shows? Dom, do we have any chances here for a radio show?
And well, how do you come up with the value? Is there, there's got to be some kind of figure that you use with the gross profits or gross receipts?
Well, there is, Tom, and it's not one size fits all, contrary to many people's belief systems. There are different formulas for different industries. Some are multiple of EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization. Some are multiple of EBIT, SDE, which is seller's discretionary earnings. Those are all those add backs you take into consideration. And some are a percentage of growth, but it's certainly not one size fits all. The bottom line is when you price a business, it has to make sense to the buyer or nobody's buying it.
Yeah, that just seems logical. Now, what are some of your top tips for all business owners and inspiring entrepreneurs?
First and foremost, one of the biggest mistakes that sellers make is they never plan their exit strategy. So believe it or not, all business owners to be planning your exit strategy from day one. And that means having your employees in place, your management team in place, and really growing and designing your business that's going to be the business that's going to be attractive to many buyers to come. Because, like, you want to retire to Belize, but you don't have your exit strategy planned.
See, honey, you're not ready yet.
I'm ready, honey. I'll just throw you the keys and say, see ya.
I keep telling them, don't keep saying that because the kids are getting nervous, you know. But now, so Michelle, you know, and anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with Michelle Seiler Tucker, and you're also a wife and a mother, and you believe in helping children, right? And so
Absolutely. You've
actually partnered up with Donald Trump's son, Eric.
I did.
And so tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
I've partnered up with Eric Trump because I think St. Jude's is an amazing charity, so a percentage of Sell Your Business for More than It's Worth will go to that charity. We also partnered up with a company, a local charity called First Books in New Orleans that helps fight illiteracy amongst children. And I've just, again, I've always had a burning desire to help children and love children.
But what was your, you know, everybody has like a passion. There's something that happened that was in your childhood or what, you know? What led you to that?
I won't say there's anything necessarily that happened in my childhood that led me to that. I've just always gravitated towards children, and I've always wanted to give back to the community.
I like that. And, you know, kids are, you know, what is happening in our world right now? We just had another shooting out here in Santa Monica. He was mad at his parents, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy. I just don't know where our world's going in that sense of, so entitled and
right.
I don't know. What's your thought on that?
You know, we can't solve all the world issues today, but, you know, I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, Mother's Day. Two young men shot nine people on Mother's Day at a Mother's Day parade.
Really?
So it's just crazy and
makes you
know.
Think when you go out anymore. If you go out in
really
a crowd
does.
Of people, you're looking around going, you know, is there some fruitcake? But the problem is you can't tell who's a fruitcake.
It really does. I mean, I go to a lot of different conferences. I've met many, many, many people from Boston that were at the Boston Marathon, and it's just disheartening what's going on in our country today.
It really is, and that's really one of the reasons why, you know, I love having this show of really talking about things that value our lives, you know. And so let me ask you a question. What kind of companies do you represent and, you know, consult with?
We represent pretty much every different type of industry. We have a very extensive variety of inventory, from manufacturing to distribution, hotels, car dealerships, motorcycle dealerships, construction.
So, Michelle, what are the easiest ones to sell?
Well, you have the most buyers for convenience stores, gas stations, restaurants, bars, and coffee shops.
Really?
That's what you have the most buyers for. But I would tell you, we have agents, and we sell everything from $50,000 on up to millions. I specialize in the multi-million-dollar transactions. And most of my buyers are wanting to buy cash flow. They're not industry-specific. They're cash flow.
Cash flow.
Absolutely.
Cash.
Couch is king.
Couch
is king.
Get the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. So leave us with one tip that you could help us and our listeners with, that if we were thinking about exiting out of our business or, you know, kind of transitioning into another life.
You really need to work with an experienced business broker to help you plan your exit strategy and position your business in the best possible light so that you can sell your business for maximum value.
Hmm. Great, great. And you know, I think it is. It's all about being organized, being mirroring. So somebody could walk in and mirror exactly what you're
right.
doing.
You need to create a business that works for you, not you for it. And then when you're ready, you can sell it for top dollar, because that's what buyers are looking for. Buyers are not looking to buy a job.
Yeah.
They're looking to buy an ongoing business with good cash flow.
I love it. Well, thank you, Michelle.
Thank
Seiler,
you.
Tucker, again, where do we find your book?
BetterBusinessBrokers.com or Amazon.
Okay, perfect.
Amazon, BetterBusinessBrokers.com, and it's available at most bookstores.
There you go. Sell your business for more than it's worth. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Tom, let's give something away.
Hey, let's roll out some breakfast. How about if we do Dorothy's Chuck Wagon Cafe?
All right, and it's located on Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, and we've got $25, 650-1590, 650-1590. We'll take caller number...
Let's go with 10.
10.
All right, for the jalapeno bacon.
There you go. I'm telling you, it's good. They have really good sausage. It's good. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and congratulations to Charlie, who just won. That is Charlie still on the line? Let's find out if what Charlie does. Charlie, are you there? Charlie?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Charlie? We got Tom all scattered here. Okay, are we good to go?
I think we have him now.
It's Charlie.
I had him on the other line. So, Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Oxnard.
All right. And are you driving or are you at home?
I just pulled into the driveway. I'm home.
Very cool. And is this your first time listening?
Oh, no. I've been listening for forever.
All right. All right. And so what do you do? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I drive a truck, a contractor truck for the post office.
Ah, okay.
I just got done with my runs. I drove from Santa Barbara down to here.
Very cool. How was it in Santa Barbara?
About the same.
Yeah.
Same as here.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. Well, go and have a great breakfast on the Kim Pagano Show at Dorothy's Chuck Wagon, and stay with us so we can get your info.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right. Well, gosh, you know, I did want to say congratulations to Chuck Charlie at Chuck Wagon, and also the last winners that we had was Jerry and Marianne and Dan and Mike, and also a shout out to Brenda, who always sends me texts about what we're talking about. So, you know, I love that. It's all about giving back. And so thank you so much for all our callers that have been calling in. And the next thing we'll do is we'll give away another thing. So did you get any ideas from Michelle about selling our business?
And the kids better hurry up.
Yeah, because you know why? I mean, really, it makes a lot of sense. Is you're the hat and the whole, you know, I mean, when you leave, it's kind of like even when I try to help you, right? It's like, honey, what do you think about this, right?
It is.
Yeah. How about you? I mean, nobody can kind of really replace what you do, right?
They would do something different.
And right.
That's one of the big things. I think it was the book, The E-Myth, that was talking about the entrepreneurial myth about people who are really good at something. They create a business, then either it becomes a job because they're so wrapped up in it, and then when they do go to sell it, it's prosperous, but all of a sudden it was too much relationship.
You know what's interesting, though, is they say to brand yourself, right? But really that's kind of the opposite of what...
My whole thing is relationships. It's all relationships that I've had for 30 years with the same people that call us every day.
Right, and that's my thing with my hair, you know? I mean, but I did have my salon, and I guess if you taught 20 other people how to do your haircuts, then that would be your business.
And that's the brand, because look at a local pizza place that's off the charts. It's great, but they can't franchise. But then you get Domino's that does the McDonald's style rubber stamp, where everywhere you go, whether it's a Domino's in Kansas, New York, or California, it'll be the exact same.
But do you call that pizza?
Yeah.
in 30 minutes, it's joy.
That's right. Or let's see. There
I mean, our
go.
Son loves it. Domino's is at our house probably four
I think
days
we
a week.
Have stock
yeah, they,
in
they,
it.
They
I'm
have a relationship
you.
With you, right?
Yes.
But those are the things. And when you have a business, a lot of times, is it the people who just love you because you do it, or is it something that you can duplicate or hand over to somebody else? My tax guy years ago retired. And he recommended this other guy, and I knew he sold his list to this guy, and it turned out the guy was great.
We've had that happen before.
But if you walked in and you sat down and you looked and you went,
yeah,
you're not Bob.
Exactly.
And we had that same thing, and it was not
it
Bob.
It was not Bob, yeah, and it can bother you, and it can. So
I know.
You make the transition? That's a tough part.
And I think it's really interesting when they say to brand yourself as opposed to brand your business.
So think of all the ones that did work, and there's a bunch of them, but think behind every Domino's, behind every, you know, Chipotle, there's a bunch of people who tried and just didn't quite make it happen. So
exactly. So, you know, I know my husband wants to move to Panama, right?
I do.
You know, I was just thinking, what if we moved to Hawaii?
I don't want to move to Hawaii.
Why?
Why? There's too many people. So we can move to Panama and you can be on a beach and see nobody for days. See, that's what I want.
Yeah, totally different.
exactly.
I don't know. Okay. Well, you know, I wanted to talk about right now, you know, I've been putting together, we've been putting together our daughter's wedding. We have two of them. We've got one going right now, right? And you were looking at different budgets on TV this morning.
Correct.
Were you trying to compare prices of what we...
No, it was just watching TV this morning, waiting for you, and it was something came up that said the cost of weddings, and average cost of a wedding this year is $28,000 and change, and they say that the national average of what you earn is $42,000, so it's over half of what you make a year. And in New York, it was like $65,000 was the average wedding.
And we have two.
Exactly.
We
got to
work harder.
Better start working.
Yeah, I don't know. But I have to tell you, you know, I mean, there's just so many things that go into it. And I don't know if any of my listeners out there have already done this. Now we've got the showers. And even the showers, I keep waking up with, you know, did I get everything done?
That's because you're psycho.
I know. What can I say? I know.
It is what it is.
Okay, let's talk about psycho. You just totally ripped our whole house apart. Okay,
well, that's because I didn't like the way it looked.
Yeah, but it was there wasn't a problem, you know?
It was for me, though. I saw flaws, and every time I sat there and looked up, I saw a flaw, and it bugged me. So I lived with it for 7 years, and I can't live with it anymore, so.
Okay, we got a problem here, okay? Well, let's bring our first guest on, our next guest on, Bob Natoli. And his book is True Vision for Success. And Natoli says, finding one true vision is the beginning of victory in dealing with life's challenge. So maybe it could help you, honey.
Perfect. Well, you know, if you saw somebody with a crooked haircut, that would bother you, wouldn't it?
Oh, totally bug
okay,
me.
So,
yeah,
same
you're right.
Thing.
I know, but it's like, you know, why don't you fix all the things that are really... Never mind.
And it's important to me just because it's not important to you.
Yeah, I know, huh? Uh-oh, this sounds like a whole nother conversation. Could you tell he's awake, Tom? Yeah.
Yeah, further discussion
exactly.
In the drive home.
There you go. Nah, it's all good. You know what? I learned to pick my battles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's bring Bob on. Bob, are you there?
I am, Kim. It sounds like you need a mediator.
Oh, all right. I love it. I love it. So tell us about yourself. And you put together this step-by-step skill set to make your vision and into a reality, right?
Yeah, it's my contention that at the heart of every success lies something I call true vision.
Okay.
Now, true vision is establishing a genuine, unquestionable, positive, vivid picture in your mind's eye of exactly what you want to do. And I'm talking about every detail. For example, Kim, if someone wanted to lose weight, they would visualize themselves at the exact weight they want to be, wearing the kind of clothes they want to wear, a new outfit, visualizing standing in front of a mirror, seeing themselves as they want to look, standing on a scale and seeing it weigh exactly what they want to weigh. Now, that's part of establishing a true vision.
And now I totally agree with you. My husband, okay.
No, I envision myself on the beach in Panama every day, and it hasn't happened yet, so I guess I got to do it harder.
No, you have to follow the vision steps in my book, True Vision. We can get you there.
Okay. Perfect.
Uh-oh. Can you get his wife there, though? That's the whole thing. I want to take a trip, but I'm not sold on definitely moving there, so...
Again, we need a mediator with you guys, and I am the man for that job.
I love it. So tell us, what is it that you do, Bob? I mean, I know your book is True Vision for Success. Tell us how you got started and kind of how, what is your true vision?
Well, you know, as I tell people, you can have more than one true vision. You can have a grand true vision for your life, and everyone should. But unfortunately, you know, Kim, lots of times more people, they put more thought into, you know, pop culture. Or what's the latest hit song, or where am I going on vacation, or what car do I want to drive, then really important things about their life, like losing weight and getting out of debt and maybe starting a business and on.
Right. I totally agree. And so, I mean, what was one of the things that you worked on?
Well, I started out at a very early age. I was about 9 years old, and I asked my dad for a new bicycle. And he said, that sounds like a good idea. So I'm thinking, hey, I'm getting a new bike. No, I got a pumpkin patch so I could work in it and weed it and harvest and sell the pumpkins and then have the money to buy a new bike. But that it was actually a great gift he gave me because he gave me a vision for becoming an entrepreneur.
That kind of sounds like you.
Sounds
though.
Familiar, yeah.
What was yours? How did that work?
When I turned 16, I didn't have this great relationship with my dad and moved away when I was young. And so when I got 16, I saw him and he says, wow, you can drive now. So why don't you go find yourself a car? And when you find a car, give me a call. I said, okay, cool. So I went looking for a car and I found a car and I called him up and he said, well, how are you going to afford it? And I said, well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you. He goes, well, I think you better go get a job so you can buy it yourself.
So, yeah, I mean, and that, but, I mean, I think our kids feel sometimes entitled, right? And so you went out.
Yeah, but it was weird because I never got anything from him before, so I figured, well, maybe there was a chance I'd get something from him,
right.
But I never did, and it was okay. After that, we had a great relationship, and I loved him dearly, so.
There you go. So, I mean, people have different visions, correct?
Absolutely true, Kim. And in my book, we talk about how to put yourself in the right frame of mind to get these things done. Establishing a true vision for success is far more than visualization, although that's really, really important. And I won't say all, but most of the great athletes have done that, as well as some very famous people that you may have heard of. But beyond that, one of my favorite chapters is putting yourself in the glad frame of mind. At any given time, you're in one of four frames of mind: glad, sad, mad, or scared. Simple.
Okay.
Glad, sad, mad, or scared. And we don't get a whole lot done when we're scared, or we're mad, or we're sad. But we do get a lot done when we're glad. And I talk in detail about the various steps people can take to put themselves in that most important glad frame of mind.
So put me in that glad state of mind.
Well, now that's going to take a little time. But
okay.
First of all, you have to make sure that you are around people who don't bring you down.
You got that right.
We live in a very negative world, unfortunately. And, you know, about 80% of the people walk around thinking very negative thoughts. And here's the funny part. They don't even know they're negative.
You are so right. I mean, really, I'm right there with you. You need to surround yourself with positive people.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, you need to consume the right foods. If we're, you know, eating donuts and cupcakes and potato chips and other garbage like that, you know, those are very simple carbohydrates, and all they do is bring us down and make us feel tired. When we should be consuming the foods listed in my book, and to put yourself in that glad frame of mind. And want me to give you one right now?
Please.
Yep.
Okay. Cultured milk products like yogurt or kefir.
Oh, and that can make a difference.
Yeah. Recent studies suggest that there's a connection between the immune system and the central nervous system. So there's a connection between building your immune system with products like cultured milk products, kefir and yogurt, and your brain. Yeah, I think that's really very interesting. That's why sometimes we feel butterflies in the stomach when we get nervous.
Wow, that's interesting. And now, how often do you eat these or drink these?
Or experience stomach ailments, for example, when we feel anxious or depressed. Well, you can buy kefir. It's like liquid yogurt almost.
It's kind of like that drink, right? Yeah. Have you ever had it?
Oh, I used to do it constantly. That was a bodybuilder's dream in the 70s and early 80s.
Do you still do it?
You know, I just don't get around to it anymore. I'll show you what I have. It's disgusting.
Uh-oh.
And this is great for the radio. I stole this from one of my kids. It's Champions Go on the Yogo.
Yogo.
But you're right. I think, you know, and you look back and things that worked for you in the old days and you quit doing them, why?
Yeah, go get
isn't
your kefir. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how you get into weird habits and it's odd that things that worked for you before and you stop doing them?
So
you know, that's an interesting point. He brings up a very interesting point. Things that work for you, why do you stop doing it?
Why do we?
Because we simply forget.
I know.
And that's why in my book, I also, in a different chapter, talk about affirmation reminders. You know, a lot of people use affirmations. They think, you know, money is going to fall from heaven or something if they keep saying it or believing it. That's definitely not the case. But a good affirmation reminder will tickle that little something in your brain to say, hey, let's stay on the course.
And you know, Bob, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Lou and Tom, and we're talking with Bob. Is it Bob Natoli?
Yes.
I got it. Okay. And his book is True Vision for Success. You know, a lot of times I'll put one on my mirror, one in my car, one on my desk, one, you know, and affirmations to remind me because, like Tom said, the simplest thing, you forget, and it helps you so much. So definitely. You know what I want to do is, can you stay with us? I'm going to take a really quick break, and then we'll continue talking.
Absolutely.
You
yes,
got
I'd
it.
Love
to. Tom, let's give something away.
All right, let's roll out another. Lures, my favorite.
I know.
It's really a great restaurant.
It really is. And you can,
fabulous.
I mean, $25, you can go there for happy hour. And let me tell you, sit at the Oyster Bar. I shouldn't say that because they'll take our spots,
exactly.
Right? But anyways, it's a great place and lots to do there. So let's give away $25 right now, 650-1590,
650-1590.
Can
I call? Got my phone ready.
And let's take caller number 7.
Let's go with 7 again, 650-1590. Phones are ringing.
You got it. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and congratulations to Gene. Was it Gene, Tom?
Gene Beck was the winner.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for listening. That's a $25 gift certificate to Lures. In fact, you know what we'll do? Is let's just get our lines ringing one more time, and how about if we give away the two meal passes for Soup Plantation located in Camarillo, and we have two meal passes at 650-1590 and
call number
right.
Five.
Uh-oh. Where did we go? Is it number five?
Number five.
Let's go with number five.
You got it. All right. So, and let's bring our guest back on. Bob, are you there?
I am, Kim.
Okay. So tell us about, you know, where we were going before of what we eat, what we should eat. And, of course, your book is True Vision for Success.
Correct. True Vision for Success. They go on my website, True Vision. For the number four, truevisionforsuccess.com, or buy it at Amazon or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay.
Or like us on Facebook.
There you go. In fact, why don't you like us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, and then I'll spread your name around.
Sounds great.
Okay.
You know, Kim, this is interesting. The process of success, we all want to succeed at something. I found even the most successful people, and I've coached a whole lot of people, even the most successful people, multimillionaires, still want that one thing. And part of that is seeing the process. And I call the process drives the event. That's very interesting. It's almost, if I give you a mental picture right now, it's like the tip of an iceberg is the event. And everybody sees that, and they say, hey, whoa, look at that. It's kind of like watching a baseball game, saying, wow, I'd love to be a baseball. Look at those guys, man. They're making 15, 20 million a year. That is great. But what they don't see is the process, or the big part of the iceberg that sits below the water's surface. You follow me?
Yeah, no, I totally do. I mean, you have to work at it, correct, is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah, I call it mind time. And it's not all that hard if you have a good, true vision in your mind. It can be fun.
Right, right. And now, you know, so what did you do before this? Before you wrote your book? Or are you still, do you work also?
Sure, I'm a success coach currently. And I also, I started out, you said where I started out is, I started out with one rental store, and I expanded it to 250. We are the largest independently owned rental company in the United States, and I sold that company to a public company, and then I started a couple of other businesses, and got into actually breaking fitness and strength records, Guinness Fitness and Strength Records.
Wow, okay. And so that wasn't overnight, correct?
No, nothing is. Nothing is overnight, but it's focusing on what you can do and not worrying about what you can't do. So, you know, this will work for anyone. This strategy works for everyone. And I also submit to you there's really no other way to succeed. No other way to succeed.
Okay, so, Bob, take us through some steps.
Alrighty. The first and the most important thing you need to do is to, I call it clearing the deck. Let's make sure that everyone is on board with your true vision. Mm. So, for example, and I know you don't need to lose weight because I checked out your website. And you look great.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. But I have two weddings, and let me just tell you, in fact, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this. I've been so busy getting the wedding together and everything that I missed my date to order a Mother of the Bride dress. And so now I'm, like, frantically looking for one. And let me just tell you, I don't know. I do want to lose weight. I would love to take off 15 pounds.
Okay, well, then the first thing you need to do is to make sure that your husband, and I heard him earlier, I know he's there.
Yeah, he's here.
Is on board with it. Because what happens sometimes...
You mean when, like when he brings the ice cream home?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, exactly. So if you want to lose weight, whoever it is, they want to lose weight and their spouse says, hey, let's go over to McDonald's or let's eat these greasy French fries. Blech. You know, he's basically holding you back. So you have to make sure that your significant other is on board with you and also your friends as well.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, people are very strange. Sometimes... they don't necessarily want to see you succeed. And I'm not talking about your spouse. But
no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because they're not. If
right.
somebody is 25 pounds overweight and you have a group of friends and everybody's 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight and you decide that you want to be different, you want to make a change for your life in a very positive way, they aren't all that excited if it starts to happen for you. So they might try to sabotage you.
Wow.
Oh, good point.
That is a great point. Honey, are you trying? No. You know what?
I doubt that.
I know.
Well, I know. I'm the one sitting there eating that soup with you that we're making.
Oh,
okay?
Let me tell you, we got a Vitamix last night, and I tried to make broccoli soup, and he wasn't so into it. But, you know, I was like, it's healthy. It doesn't have any calories in it. It's all good, you know.
That is a great product, by the way.
It's a great product. I have to tell you, I mean, we've had so much fun in there making different, you know, recipes and stuff like that. So, you know what? You're absolutely right. Everybody has to be on board, and I totally agree. So, okay, what's the next one?
Well, you want to make sure that you're in the glad frame of mind. That's so, so important, Kim. You have to, once again, make sure that you begin eating the right food. Because if you're not, my gosh, that can basically dictate disaster for you.
That's good. Okay,
yeah.
Also,
one of the other things that plays into it, there's been a lot of studies done about these next two things I'm going to tell you about. The first is meditation. Now, meditation, it comes out of the East, and a lot of people say, meditation, that's, you know, nonsense, or that, but it's not. And it's not necessarily religious either. It has nothing to do with one religion or another, although it can. It doesn't have to. So if you sit quietly for even 5 minutes and breathe deeply, 4 seconds in, hold it for 4, and 4 seconds out, that actually changes your state of mind for the positive.
Wow. Okay, so say that again.
Four seconds in,
yeah.
Hold it for 4 seconds, and 4 seconds out.
Correct.
I'll have to try that.
And you do that for just about 5 minutes. That doesn't take a lot of time. Now, the longer you do it, the better the result. So 15 to 20 minutes is better yet, and some people can even sit for an hour. I can't because my brain is too active. And I'm
yeah,
not,
what do they call that, Bob? What do they call that when you have an active mind, like monkey, I don't know, something? Because I have had a lot of meditators on here, and your mind starts racing all over the place, so you got to kind of like, they say to like walk downstairs in your mind, right?
Well, you bring yourself back. So
right.
If a thought comes into your mind, imagine it as being a vehicle passing by. It's not stopping, though.
I like that.
It continues on. It comes into the left side, and it leaves to the right.
Tom's meditating right now.
I took a TM course many moons ago, and that's precisely how you do it. You acknowledge, but don't engage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it goes by, and you're like, fine. And one of the things that killed us, and Mr. Jeffries, God bless you, in the ninth grade, he said, this is way before the Walkman, but he said, the problem with people today, and this is 1974, he said, nobody can be quiet. And nowadays, when you went out and ran, what happened? Boom, 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 boom. Now you've got your iPod, and there's you never have that time.
That downtime.
Nobody takes it.
Right. And that, it is, there's something about being with yourself, you know? So, I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Some of these when I drive and I talk to myself, I have the best conversations there are.
We're not talking about that, honey.
Okay.
And no one argues with you.
This
exactly.
is so true, let me tell you. God. All right, anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you started your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. And I've got Lou and Tom here, and we're talking with Bob Natoli, and his book is True Visions for Success. So we've got Clearing the Deck. Gratitude, just making sure. Well, did you call it gratitude or?
No, I call it meditation, actually. But gratitude is also important. Have you ever seen someone who is really, really thankful and depressed at the same time?
You know, you're absolutely right.
Because it's impossible.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Be thankful for what you have, for who you are and what you're doing. Mm. Sure, you have struggles and problems. We all do. It's called the human condition. Wow. So it's okay. Allow it.
Right, right. So what was your other, so, you know, what was your next one?
Well, there's been a research done by the Pew Research Company that individuals who attend church or synagogue on a regular basis are much happier than those who don't. Now, that's not as cool as meditation or drinking a cultured yogurt drink, but I have to tell you, it's a fact, and there's been other studies as well.
Well, I think that it's about having your team, your, you know, support team around you. And I really believe that that, you know, they say that, you know, somebody that lives with somebody else it lives longer. Somebody that is married lives longer. You know, it's because you have somebody else. When you're down, they kind of pull you up, hopefully.
I think that's true in part. I think that when you go there, you're with like-minded people. It's a support group. I totally agree. But I also think it might be deeper. Those who believe there is a higher power tend to be happier in general. And, again, this is not about necessarily being religious, but it is about having faith of some kind. And I'll tell you one other thing not to do. We talk about things that we need to do to put ourselves in a glad frame of mind. Here's one thing not to do. One word, sugar. As soon as you put sugar in your system, you're headed for a downer at some point.
What, and really, so any kind of sugar? I mean, it's just like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
It's so negative on your body?
Yeah, now if the kind of sugar, fructose, for example, in apple or oranges, that gets carried out of the body with the great fiber that we find in, say, an apple or an orange.
Mm.
But when you take a teaspoon of sugar, and some people take 3 or 4 or 5 and put it in their coffee or their tea, it is absolute garbage for the system, and you're headed for a downer emotionally.
Right.
How about that Snickers bar?
Oh, just poison.
So you don't eat any sugar at all, Bob?
I really don't.
Good for you. That's good.
Don't.
I mean, that really shows a lot of, you know,
sense.
Sense. Yeah, there you go. I guess good sense. But
well, I have to tell you, it's not difficult for me, Kim, because if I eat an apple or grapes, my gosh, they're so sweet to my taste buds now. And if someone says, here, have this piece of candy, you know, if you touch it to your tongue, oh, my gosh, it's horrible. It's too sweet.
Right. This is so true. Now, let me ask you, in your book you wrote, the first rule of success is to have a true vision that burns like a hot fire. But how do you turn a weak true vision into a burning true vision?
I call it mind time.
Mind time.
You've got to give it mind time. As I said in the beginning, people are concerned about things that they really can't control. And one of the things that I find kind of amusing is people getting all excited about their favorite team. Now, I'm a fan too, okay? I think that's great to have a favorite team, and you know, but limit it. Some people, they're buying all the clothes and the jackets and the hats and they're going to all the games, and they're really focused, and they actually get depressed if their team loses. Now, you know what? That's living vicariously through your team. And that's not going to help you succeed. Let's talk about spending that kind of mind time on you, right? I call you the most important person in the world. Because if you don't feel good, if you aren't healthy, if you aren't in the glad frame of mind, how can you help someone else?
Well, it saves me money. I don't have to go buy a $500 Laker jersey.
No, but you know what? I truly believe what you're saying. And I think it's all about really honoring who you are. And, you know, we work so hard at all our jobs. We work so hard at, you know, raising our children. But if we all spent so much time, the same amount of time on really cleaning our minds and really making ourselves the best possible, gosh, where would we all be? Amazing.
Fabulous. Absolutely. And it would be a great example for our children, wouldn't it?
It really would. I mean, and that's what it's all about is, you know, is really living our highest you know, value and potential in our lives.
Absolutely. And forming very positive and winning habits.
Yes.
Because ultimately, that is the word that precedes every great victory or every great defeat, the word habit.
Habit.
Isn't that interesting? Now, a doctor friend of mine, I was walking through a hospital with him one time, and I saw this man hooked up to a respirator, and he's gasping for breath. And it was a horrible thing to view. I mean, every breath was a struggle. And I looked at the end of his fingertips, and I saw an unlit cigarette.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too.
Yeah, and I knew immediately what preceded, what habit preceded that horrible defeat, that horrible tragedy. A middle-aged man hooked up to a respirator, gasping for breath. So we want to be careful the kind of habits that we create.
You are so right. Where do we find information about your book?
Well, you can go to TrueVision4Success.com. That's the number four, TrueVision4Success.com. Or you can go to Amazon.com. And also, you could buy it at Barnes & Noble as well.
There you go. I didn't get my book yet, but I want to read this, and I would love to have you back. I truly believe that you need a true vision for success. So thank you so much, Bob Natoli.
Kim, thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Gosh, well, our show is like at the end. We've given away some great stuff. And, you know, I want to remind everybody about my 2 o'clock show. Tom and I will be talking. Lou, I know you got to go. But Tom and I will be talking to me, Tracy McCormick. And she just released her new book, My Kitchen Cure. This is all about how she cooked herself out of a chronic autoimmune disease and prevented cancer with whole foods and healing recipes. Also, how did we say that? Alejandro Younger, MD, Clean Gut, and it's a breakthrough plan for eliminating the root cause of disease and revolutioning your health. So definitely join us at 2 o'clock. I want to thank you, honey, and Tom for joining us this morning here. And, of course, if you missed any part of my show or you're interested in anybody that we talked to, just either email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, gosh, I always end all of my shows with a thought for the day, and it's hard to find a rich hermit because you can't succeed all by yourself. So with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Join us later and become one of our friends on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. With that, you have a really great day, and remember, it's a good day to have a great day.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.